James Young from the rock band Styx calling.
So I was just talking to my co-host, Ted, who's in the room with us.
Hi, Ted.
Hey.
You are an original member of the band, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah.
Are you the last original member?
Well, our original bass player, Chuck Panazzo, has got serious medical issues, and he doesn't really have the stamina to be on the road all the time. So he's no longer part of the starting lineup, but he's still sort of part of the contingent on occasion. I'm the only guy that's played on every show and on every album.
Well, Ted and I were just discussing all these hits you guys have, and we were talking about which one is our favorite.
Right.
What's your favorite? Out of all the songs, you guys have plenty of hits.
I'm going to have to go with Renegade. For us, I mean, we just saw Chris Daughtry do it on American Idol, and they made him choose a song from the year of his birth. And then Simon said, hey, great choice of song. And a year ago, Brad Pitt has only done one television commercial ever in the United States, and it was for Heineken, and he chose our song Renegade to be used on it.
What do you think is the biggest hit?
Well, Babe was the only one that got to number one. Lady was our first hit song. So if you're going to go with the ballad side, I'm going to have to go with Lady.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me, whoa, all your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Just touch me and my troubles all fade.
And the Best of Times, was it up there anywhere?
Best of Times definitely was, I believe, a top 20 single, if not a top 10.
Where did the concept come from for that song?
Sort of a grand metaphor for this great country that we live in. And it all kind of stems really from the album The Grand Illusion, where we sort of first recognized that, you know, the people think that because someone is successful that all of a sudden their troubles disappear. And I think we ourselves believe that we would somehow be magically transformed once we had a hit record into some wonderful uber human beings of some sort. But you still have the same baggage that you came into this with. And of course the title comes from Dickens, the Best of Times, the Worst of Times. It's my favorite Dennis DeYoung song, I have to say. That I think it's a great message for all ages.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. Our memories of yesterday will last a lifetime.
Ted's got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
Hey, James, how's it going?
Great, Ted. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I have two questions. First off, why did you cover I Am the Walrus by the Beatles?
In the beginning of the year 2004, we had just finished an album called Cyclorama. Never really got the traction we thought it should get that it deserved. And so we were just kind of looking around for some different things to do to sort of become inspired. And we were invited to perform at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival down in Dallas. Our keyboard player, Lawrence Cowan, who is a huge Beatles fan and was the biggest thing in Canada, I'd heard him noodling on I Am the Walrus a few years before that, and I said, well, I Am the Walrus. Only really doing it for fun and to be a little bit different and got a huge response.
It did, and I noticed after you recorded that album, or at least that single, a number of other groups followed suit with a covers album. Rush did a whole album, which was covers that had really inspired them.
We never intended to do it, but it got a huge response, and lo and behold, we get to our home city of Chicago a couple months later. A program director at a local classic rock station hears it, sees the crowd respond, and says, "You give me a copy of that, and I'll put it on the air." And you know how often that happens in this day and age.
Yeah.
That a program director even has the power to do it is rare.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
That the choose to do it is even rarer. And it's ironic because 30 years to the day before that happened, a program director in Chicago said, "Well, you know, I'm not going to play anything from this record, but there's a song from your second record called Lady, which we get requests for, and we think this is a hit song that someone missed the boat on. We're going to play Lady once a night until it becomes a hit." Well, 30 years later, WLUP plays I'm the Walrus, and then KLOS in Los Angeles follow suit, and WAQ in New York about a month later, and the next thing you know, 200 stations are playing a song that, you know, it was just really a live performance of us doing it.
T-shirts, stupid bloody jeans. They might have been a naughty boy. You let your face grow long.
Okay, last quick question. You ready? Miss America or Half Penny, Two Penny?
It's got to be.
All right, there you go. I'm from the Bay Area, but I was born in Canada, but I moved to the Bay Area when I was one. So
holy crap, unbelievable. Holy gee. I was giving you my Canadian accent.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks. I mean, I have no Canadian accent left.
No, you sure don't.
No.
Well, James, I hope you have a great show. When you come to Wente, Ted and I will be sitting in the audience rooting you on.
Well, fantastic. If you guys want to come backstage after the show, by then I should maybe even have a single to put in your hands if you don't have one by then.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling us. There's that Chicago accent. You said fantastic.
Fantastic.
It took a while, but there it is.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, James.